Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Got to change that intro. Want to change that intro. Love that intro. But Sean keeps telling me, no, he doesn't want to. Sean, you don't want to change the intro.
No.
We're
not doing music radio.
It isn't music radio. I want some new stuff in there. I want to get some new music in there, you know? So we'll see. Anyway, kind of fun. How you doing today, Shanto? It's the end of the week, isn't it?
For you, yes.
Well, end of the week for everybody, technically speaking. I have to work over the weekend as well, but I'm just stating that it is the end of the week, technically, right?
Yes, I guess you could say that. Yes, yes, yes.
I know, you got to. I know, but that's okay. You know, I got the kid stuff. Let me ask you a quick question. My little guy, great basketball player. They design plays around him to get him the ball because he hits those threes, man, big time. And he's 12. And he's really found his thing with youth basketball. He's doing wonderful at it. He didn't get that from me, that much I can promise you. But he's got a game tonight and he's got a game tomorrow. You know, his game tonight, it's at like 9 o'clock and he's 12. I'm like, Friday, 9 o'clock? Really? I mean, okay. Isn't that a little bit late? I don't know if I'm getting old or what. I mean, come on, you know, but 9 o'clock, I mean, parents get tired, you know, been working all week and stuff. And I haven't heard one parent go, oh, yay, we got a game at 9. It's just pretty much just the opposite. But I digress. Go ahead. You were going to say something.
Yeah, I think you might be getting old, dog.
Maybe, you know, maybe. I don't know. I could be. I'll tell you what. I'm not too old to have thoroughly enjoyed that Trump press conference yesterday. That much I can tell you. Boy, he is putting it to the media in just I'm loving every second of it. And he's really finding his voice. And I saw him at Boeing today, too, and I'm looking forward to seeing some pro-gun stuff get moving. I'm really, really into that, looking forward to it. Hey, you know, this show is about education, information, and entertainment for responsibly armed, law-abiding, gun-owning Americans. And over the years, we've covered, Sean, you stop me if you think I'm wrong, but I think we've covered just about everything, right?
Yes,
there's no
the 380.
What about the 380? You have a 380.
No, the Boeing 380, the Dreamliner. I want to fly
the Dreamliner. See, you say 380, I default immediately to caliber. That's why I do what I do. So, anyway, you know, I'm not a fan of the 380 when you can carry the 9 in today's compact guns. I'm sorry, Glock 42, Glock 43, give me the 43 and a 9 all day long.
Well, you know.
But that's a personal choice.
You know, I like that little Diamondback 380.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, well, I can easily put it in my pocket if I want to run out the house right quick. I love it. It's a phenomenal little gun.
I have a Diamondback 9. Does the same thing. That's my point being. And again, it's just me. It's just my opinion. But if I can go with a 9mm, I choose to do so. My general rule is carry the biggest caliber you can carry. Now, somebody out there is going, wait a minute, man. He's always talking about that column he wrote years ago over at Human Events. His number one choice of carry gun was the North American Arms 22 Mini. Long rifle, Magnum. Well, that's true. But you have to go back and understand, you got to go look at the criteria that I laid out for why. The 4 points I laid out why. And the reason I put that there was simply because my whole point being you need to have a gun on you. And that gun can always be on you, no matter what you're wearing. That was the rationale for that. It wasn't about caliber. I even stated in my reasoning that this is not the ultimate choice for carry for defense. I mean, you're not going to stop a bank robbery. You're not going to stop a convenience store robbery. You're going to save your life if the robber turns his attention towards you and away from the clerk and sticks a gun in your face. You can feed him a little bit of that 22. That's what it's for. But you're not going to pull that out to try to stop that robbery from across the other aisle and over the bags of chips. Not going to happen. Not unless you're foolish and got a death wish. Okay? Of course, in reality, those guns go bang, they make noise, and usually when criminals hear gunfire, they flee the other direction. So, you know, all circumstances are different. But education, information, entertainment. It's 2017. It's fun to be able to move in these directions. Let me tell you, first off, I got an email. I want to read this first. Came from Tim Martin 16 minutes ago. Hi, Mark. Well, it seems most of the media industry is dropping the ball again. I guess if it has to do with shedding a particular type of light on the Second Amendment, it's lights out. What some are missing, though, is that it is not just an attack on the Second Amendment in the courts arena. It's also an attack, albeit subtle, on the First Amendment. or the media itself for reporting. And this time it's with a court's blessing and the media's ignorance of it. What a bunch. Now, Tim Martin sent me the email. Tim, thank you very much. He's talking about Mike Strickland, the case out in Oregon we were talking about with Oregon Firearms Federation's Kevin Starrett, the videographer staring at 50 years. 50 years. I want you to put this in perspective. I'm 54. I mean, my gosh. That's a life sentence to anyone 20 years old up. It's a life sentence for anybody at any age, 50 years. I'm sorry. Doesn't matter. But for simply pulling his firearm. And Tim, you're absolutely right, Tim. They are dropping the ball. And that's why I'm enjoying watching Trump doing what he's doing to the media. He's just shredding them. He's shredding them every opportunity he gets. They don't know what to make of it. And they're too stupid to figure out that even half of Democrats can't stand them. That America loathes them. We will see a radical shift. Trump is going, it's going to happen. Or they're just killing themselves. And this type of shoddy reporting by ignoring, well, I've told you for years, haven't I? It's not always what the media tells you. More importantly, it's what they don't tell you. That's the real bias, is what they don't tell you. Well, we're fixing to shed some light on this case this weekend. And I've got two great guests coming up on the program that are going to be, you know, just absolutely wonderful. Of course, Kevin Starrett is going to be back with us to talk about this. And then Victoria Taft, broadcaster from out in Oregon. She's wonderful. Broadcaster of the year in Oregon, who has been covering this thing tooth and nail. And she likes to say she's a radio guy. And I can't wait to have her on. I was just able to book her today. Her and Kevin will be eating up the entire third hour of Sunday's Monster Broadcast. We will be spending time talking about this. The education part of this is critical for you. There are some cases, you know, we talk about happy ending stories all the time. I'm fixing to give you one here in a minute. Don't you love that? Fixing. Love that. It's Friday, I can say it.
Fitting to.
Depends on where you're from. Fin to, fitting to, fixing to. I'm fixing to give you another happy ending story here today. And I love happy ending stories. And if you carry a gun, you need to hear these things. But let me tell you something. Some stories are more important than others. And if I can help you stay out of trouble as a lawful, responsibly armed American, that's what I'm going to do. And I am going to get to those two Georgia bills today. I'm actually glad I put them off because there were about 11 pro-gun bills working that were filed and several anti-gun bills. You know, the proverbial gun grabber, file it every year, throw it in the garbage, look at it, read it, and then chuck it. Don't even give it a vote. Those are the, you know, magazine bans. The Democrats, they throw their dopey, you know, ban assault weapons in there. They're history. They're not going anywhere. But only two bills made it out of committee that are going to floor. Crossover day is in about 7 days in the state of Georgia, meaning they've got to be passed in the House and moved over to the Senate then, or they're going to die. Simple as that. They won't go any farther. Only two bills came out, neither of which were constitutional carry. And two constitutional carry bills were passed. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Patience is a virtue. There are some other things we need to work through in Georgia before we move to constitutional carry, and we will. Those of you listening to this program in the state of Georgia, you got to trust me on this one. Those bills will eventually come up. We got a bad governor now. He'll never sign them. Oh, he signed every pro. But Governor Deal's a waste. Get him out of here. We need to move on from him. But the timing has to be right, okay? This is how you move things forward. You don't throw it out there if it isn't going to pass. We know what's going to pass. We know it's not. Very important. One of them is campus carry, all right? I'll read you both of them in just a little bit. But I want to give you a little bit of education here. Boy, homeowner lucky to avoid charges after shooting at fleeing home invaders. I'm not even going to read the story. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what happened in a nutshell. Homeowner, 19 years old. House got broken into. He found, this was 11 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, just this week. He was facing two individuals, both of them armed, neither with a gun. One had pepper spray, one had a knife. Knives are very dangerous. These are up close and personal attacks. And the person carrying them, you can consider them to be extremely dangerous. They have no problem getting on top of you. He grabbed a rifle. They saw the gun. He was sprayed with pepper spray. They saw the rifle. They fled, hopped into a car, took off. He went outside. He fired shots at the fleeing vehicle. Let me tell you something right now. This was in Washington State. Never, ever, ever do that. Cops can't fire at fleeing suspects. Let them go at that point. Be the best witness you can be. You're alive. He's not charged yet. Don't know if he's going to. It appears that he's escaped charges. He was attempting to disable the vehicle. He was successful in doing that. The suspects were apprehended. Never, ever, ever fire at fleeing suspects. Thank goodness you're alive. We'll be back right after this to continue the conversation.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I want to read you an email. A lot to cover with you today. I want to read you an email from Georgia Kerry. I told you I was going to tell you a little bit about the bills. I'm only going to tell you about the two that made it out of committee. The rest don't matter. Dear GCO member, four gun bills were heard yesterday, and two of the bills we supported were voted out of the 2A subcommittee, both HB 280 Campus Carry and HB 292, the omnibus bill by Rick Jaspers, were voted out of the subcommittee and are now on their way to be voted on by the full House. HB 10, the gun ban bill, and HB 286, constitutional carry, were heard only, and no vote was taken on moving them forward and will remain in the 2A subcommittee until they are heard again or will fall by the wayside. All right? The two bills that were moved out that are going to get a vote, 280 and 292. 280 is allowing campus carry on publicly owned technical schools, vocational schools, college or university, or other public institution on post-secondary education with the following exceptions. Not apply to buildings or property used for athletic sporting events or student housing, including but not limited to fraternity and sorority houses, and on and on. So there was, you know, I don't think there was any give and take from last year. I'd have to go through and read the full bill. I haven't yet. But it is a positive step. It is a pro-gun bill. It is campus carry bill. We'll see what Governor Deal does with it this year. See what kind of, what turncoat governor does. Yeah, Sean, go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. We have a call from Hawaii, I believe.
From Hawaii?
Yes.
Ooh. The pineapple place. You serious? We got a phone call from Hawaii. Is what you're telling
yes.
me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hold on 1 second to that call. We'll get right to it. The second bill, because I've been putting off this Georgia all week. The second bill is 292. Basically the same bill as HB 1060 that was passed last year and vetoed by Governor Deal. If you remember, we spoke a lot about that. In fact, not just this program, but major news networks talked about it because he turncoated, and the reason that he gave for his veto, instead of vetoing the bill, he wrote a dissertation about it. It's like he was writing a thesis paper on why he felt he had to veto that bill, which was terrible for gun owners because it threw just red raw meat at all the gun grabbers around the country. Well, it's back up. It's going to pass. And that bill encompasses a lot of things. It's an omnibus bill, okay, and that's what that means. It's going to allow for a person moving into Georgia with a valid firearms license or permit from out of state to carry for 90 days or upon person attaining a Georgia weapons license. All right, right now there's no provision for that. That affected me when I first moved into the state of Georgia. These are things you need to look at in your state. Think about this. If I move to your state and I have to have your state, see, in the state of Georgia, I had to have a Georgia permit in order to carry a firearm. So the moment I got my Georgia driver, but I needed a Georgia driver's license to apply for the permit. The moment I got my Georgia driver's license, my Florida permit was no good anymore. And I remember that tug of war when I had the driver's license over about 11 years ago when that whole thing went down. Because then I had to go apply for a permit, and the laws were a lot different then than they were now. It took me about 90 days to get my permit. Now it's about 10 days because we've sued these people into compliance. But these are all great measures. It also opens up other places to carry and so forth. So 280 and 292, two positive bills are moving through. We'll see what happens with constitutional carry and a couple others. Don't think you're going to see anything happen there. Let's go to the phone lines. What do we got going on in Hawaii? Hawaii, you're on Armed American Radio with Mark. How you doing, brother? Or sister?
Aloha, sir. Barry Markowitz calling to humble myself to praise you for your great political knowledge and foresight. You know, George the Mad Ogre and I, you know, we think we're pseudo-intellectuals, and we discuss constitutional law and who our candidates were. And our candidates was not your candidate. And, you know, I've been kind of shy about telling you, but you were dead on. You predicted everything, the Electoral College votes, everything. And
I did, didn't I? Go ahead, say it again. I want to hear you say it. And by the way, I'm talking with Barry Markowitz. Barry is one of the greatest sports photographers in America. You've seen his work if you watch football, college, professional football. Barry's work is everywhere. Barry, thanks for calling in. First off, you're down there in Hawaii, but I got to hear you say it. Say, I was right.
Oh, I want to know, did George the Mad Ogre, did he equally grovel at your feet and indicate that that you're the man? Did he do it yet?
No, he didn't. But what he did acknowledge the next day, he did say, holy crap, you were right smack on the money. Because I did. I predicted it right down to the 300-plus
okay.
electoral votes.
On behalf of George the Mad Ogre,
well, thank you.
And myself, we wish to acknowledge that you have great foresight in selecting the guy who would be one of the greatest presidents in America if he would only limit what he says to 30% of what he says.
All right, now hold it, hold it. Stop right there. I hear you on that, Barry. And by the way, thank you for calling, bro. I'm glad you're here. You're going to stick with me for a while. I'm going to keep you no matter what you're doing, because I know out there it's only about 11:26 in the morning, which is a good thing. So you've got some time. But, yeah, you know, I was nervous about it, but I thought it was easy to pick because certain things had to happen in order for the other thing to happen, for what's-her-face to win. And I just didn't believe my country was gonna go down that route for a number of different reasons. But not to beat that dead horse, I appreciate you calling in and saying that. I really do. It means a lot. You know, I'm going to guess. Were you listening to conversation I had a couple weeks back about Hawaii's terrible gun laws?
Why would I just embrace what you say when I have to live it day to day, minute by minute, fear to fear?
First off, tell our listeners where you are in Hawaii right now.
I live in Hawaiʻi, East Oahu, which is traditionally just a middle-class neighborhood that accidentally became upper middle class because we're on the water. We're in what is supposed to be a safe place. But we have a lot of crimes. And as a journalist, I cover the crimes. And as a resident, sometimes I'm surrounded by crimes. There has been, in the adjacent part of Hawaiʻi called Portlock, there has been, I mean, almost daily home invasions and robberies. It's absolutely bizarre. These people have alarms. One time a kid was held hostage in a story I covered, and guys came in with guns, criminals, and they held the poor kid, and they robbed the safe. I think the mother had passed away recently, and I was there when the father got home and spoke with him. I mean, it's tragic. And the only way that bad guys are going to realize to think twice is if we had the ability to protect ourselves or protect others in imminent fear of danger. And I emphasize imminent fear of danger.
You get out there as a journalist and you get in the muck, you get in the weeds, you get down and dirty, you photograph these things. We're getting ready to take a break. Sean, how much time do we have? About less than a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got less than a minute, Barry, so let me just kind of run my gator here into the break and tell you that we did this. We talked about Hawaii. There was a piece out a couple weeks ago, and I'm sure you know. That's why you called, and I really appreciate it very much, about Hawaii issuing zero permits. I think one or two counties hadn't issued a permit since 2000.
But
I mean, it's crazy.
For years about the lawyer that's handling the case to fight that.
Yeah, and it's been going on for so long, and people neglect out Hawaii. We forget that Hawaii's out there. We talk about New Jersey, we talk about Illinois, and of course we talk about California with a K, however you want to spell it, and everything, the roadblocks that they throw up to lawful concealed carry. Barry, when we come back from the break, I want to talk with you a little bit about reciprocity and get your take on what that's going to mean, national reciprocity, and what that's going to mean for Hawaii, what it's same thing it means for New Jersey and Illinois and California and other, New York for that matter, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and other gun-unfriendly states, but particularly the beautiful Aloha State. Barry Markowitz, we'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, back to the safest radio studio in all of America. That much I can tell you. The fastest hour in daytime radio is moving right along. I've got a couple things I want to cover with you quickly before I go back to my surprise guest, the great Barry Markowitz, famed sports photographer and avid supporter of your right to keep and bear arms. Barry, if you would just hold the phone for me for just a second. A couple things I want to run by you. Washington State today, House Bill 1387, the gun ban bill, has been amended. It is under consideration again in Washington. I will have more information on that this weekend on the Monster broadcast, when we hopefully have Alan Gottlieb here, who is in Bellevue, Washington, can give us the full rundown on that bill. Those of you that are sending me emails on that, I appreciate it very much. We are on top of it. We will be talking with Mr. Gottlieb about it. There's just not enough time to go into it on the daytime program. Those of you listening in Seattle, Spokane, Olympia, Washington, we feel you. We will have more information on Sunday. You're going to know more about it between today and then anyway, but in the meantime, at least we'll be able to break down what happened or what didn't happen for you. Also, Florida news here. This is ramifications to this are going to go around the country. Florida doctors, the Trace, Bloomberg's little anti-gun apparatus masquerading as news. You know, the Bloomberg-trained journalists out there in Phoenix. Oh, come on out, and I'll teach you how to report fairly on guns. Okay. Laughable. Florida doctors are free to talk to their patients about guns again. A federal appeals court, that's the 11th Circuit Court, based out of Atlanta, Georgia, right down the road from me, has thrown out the controversial Docs versus Glocks law. You know, this is where they come, don't you love the fancy names, Doc versus Glocks? A federal appeals court, quoting from Alex Yablon over at The Trace, I apologize to Alex if I am mispronouncing the name, but whatever, Federal appeals court has struck down key portions of a Florida law that barred medical professionals from asking their patients whether they owned guns. Here's the deal with this, okay? Very, very simple. Ignore it. Who cares? Do what I do. I'm just going to give you a piece of advice here. You don't have to defend your right to bear arms against these clowns. You don't have to defend your right to bear arms to any doctor who's bold enough to ask you a question about whether or not you own firearms, as if somehow the gun on your hip or in your truck is a disease. It is not. He has the disease. All right? Here's what you need to do. Simply tell the individual asking you a question. It is none of his business unless he can, or she can produce for you their training qualifications, their education certificates that show they are qualified to talk about and teach anything about firearms. If they cannot produce that documentation, walk out, tell them why, and find a new doctor. Now, I know Obamacare's got everything screwed up. Some of you can't do that. Here's what you do in that instance. Tell them to go pound salt. It's none of his business or her business, period. And you ain't answering no questions. And if he says it again, get up and reschedule an appointment. It's that simple. You don't have to sit there and listen to some doctor talk to you about your right to bear arms because they don't like guns under the guise that all they're trying to do is keep you safe. You're a responsibly armed American exercising a constitutional right. You know a hell of a lot more about keeping your family safe than that clown who's pushing a political agenda. End of that discussion. Let's go back to Barry Markowitz. Barry, Hawaii. I want to go back to Hawaii. You get out in the muck. You get down in the weeds. You heard about the stories. Can't possess a firearm. Can't concealed carry out there. National reciprocity. I know you're aware of it. You know what that says? That says the next time I go see you, I can carry my firearm once that bill is signed, and your Hawaii state government can't do crap about it. Is that getting any, is there any traction? Is anything in the news about it? Is anybody talking about that?
Hawaii is a bipolar state. We have a lot of loyal veterans, patriots. We have people that love our country, have put their life on the line, have died for our country in Hawaii. And yet we have politicians that are our senator, Brian Schatz. I mean, he was Obama's campaign manager here. He espouses everything counter to what you and I believe are traditional American culture and values. And it hurts us here. It hurts to have a wonderful place, a beautiful place, the Aloha State, and yet our families are at risk. And I want to share with you a perspective I'd like you to discuss with Alan Gottlieb and some of your other minds. I'm older than you, and growing up as a child of the 50s, I saw live on TV what happened in Selma, Alabama, Birmingham, and I was aware that there was poll taxes and there was literacy requirements for voting. So when you look at what happened in the South in the 50s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and what the government did to correct things, essentially making a universality and making it guaranteed that people could have their right to vote. I think you should discuss the analogy of those usurped rights of certain minorities in the South in those days and the correction that was made with us in Hawaii as peoples whose rights are being denied. And I really think that Alan Gottlieb and other legal minds should think about the analogy and present it in the same way. What right, what state rights did Georgia or Alabama or Mississippi have to deny people the right to vote? What right does Hawaii have to deny everyone? Because no concealed carry or open carry permits were issued. What right do they have? To me, it's a parallel discussion, and I hope that you can pursue it with minds that are much sharper than mine.
Let me leave you with this on that topic. That's already being done. Alan Gottlieb believe me, the Second Amendment Foundation is already looking at what is happening in Hawaii. National reciprocity is going to be a huge step in the right direction for not just Hawaii, but some of the other states that I mentioned. For that matter, let me just generalize and say may issue states. May issue meaning you can pay your fees and your poll taxes and your fines to apply to see if we think we'll grant you the right to keep and bear arms and conceal your firearm or not by giving you a government-issued ID-infringed piece of paper. And national reciprocity, yes, we have a permit system in this country, and that's not going to go away tomorrow, but believe me, constitutional carry is working its way across the country. Up to 16 states are looking at 12 already have it, another 6 or 7 have got it on the table already. So my point being, national reciprocity will eliminate that may issue. It's going to eliminate that may issue. Because what's going to happen is your residents, your law-abiding, responsible gun owners in Hawaii are going to rise up. Same thing is going to happen in California. And the Constitution essentially is going to smack them upside the head, going to smack your politicians upside the head once this passes and it's signed. So it's very, very important that we get that passed. That's the stepping stone, Barry. The Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, and the great legal minds over there are already looking at this, and I want to leave you with that and let you know that's a positive step in the right direction. Good things will happen. It might take some time, but boy, I'll tell you what. When your state government cannot deny me the right to carry, and you can, they won't give you a permit, but you can get a Florida permit and carry in your own state because of the reciprocal agreements, that's going to be a huge blow to their agenda. Agreed?
As Republican Party member Martin Luther King said, we shall overcome.
Yeah, it does. I wish it would happen.
Republican, right?
I wish, yeah, and I, you know, let me tell you something. I wish this would happen a little bit quicker than it's going to. I feel bad for particularly California residents, New Jersey residents, and Hawaii. There's a permit process in place in Illinois. People are getting permits. Massachusetts, people are getting permits. Connecticut, while they call themselves may issue, really act as a shall issue state. I got to be honest about that one. Then you talk about Maryland and a couple other ones. But there's good news on the horizon here, Barry. There's good news on the horizon. Barry, thanks for the call, brother. We're getting ready to take a break, man. Thank you for listening out there in Hawaii, and push a couple of stations to bring this thing onto the airwaves out there. I'd love to be out on the islands and come out and do a live show. No doubt. I know I've got a place to stay. Barry Markowitz, famed sports photographer. Thanks for the call, Barry. Moving on right
Thank
after this, we
advice,
will continue
man.
The discussion. Yeah.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Never have enough time to cover what I want to cover. Good heavens, the hour just flies on by. But fun to hear from Barry Markowitz out there in Hawaii. You know, we tend to forget the state of Hawaii. And Barry, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for listening out there in the beautiful Aloha State. Appreciate the phone call very much. With insight, I feel terrible. I feel kind of guilty. I mentioned it a couple weeks back when I was talking about Hawaii and how we just don't seem to think about Hawaii. And I'm guilty of it myself. I admitted it then, that when I bring up anti-gun, I talk about New Jersey, I talk about Illinois, I talk about California, and I do. I forget about Hawaii. You know, you forget it's out there. And it's one of the worst anti-gun states in the country. It's one of the most anti-gun politically. The people aren't. Politically, they are, okay? But that's what draws all the news, and that's who's controlling their little subjects. So it's terrible what's happened to the people in Hawaii who have been denied their rights, but help is on the way. And real quick, before we go to my next guest, Barry had mentioned something about Martin Luther King being a Republican. Let me tell you, that's been up for grabs for years. It's not a conversation we want to have on the air here, but I can take you to columns over, for example, at humanevents.com did a piece not too long ago. It was less than a year ago, about Martin Luther King being a Republican. I can take you over to CNN and show you, debunk the myths. You know, Democrats will say he wasn't, Republicans will say he was. Everything I've ever learned about it in researching it myself is he pretty much stayed out of it, but he never renounced anything. So you go find it for yourself. I'll leave it at that. Let's go to my next guest, the captain, Matt Bruce, Captain's America, Third Watch program, has news on Florida again. Why? Because what happens in Florida marches onward, ho, to you. Captain, welcome to the program, brother. Great to have you on.
Thanks. I wish I had better news, but here we go again down here in Florida with the anti-gun lobby.
Oh, good heavens. Go ahead and tell me what you've got, because I know where you're going with this. Stubbe down there, the Senate Majority Leader, what's happening?
Well, he's the sponsor of Senate Bill 128. He's not the Majority Leader, but he is the sponsor of Senate Bill
128. Sponsor, okay.
Right, and he is the principal Republican backer behind the law that would allow open carry down here in Florida in a lot of the places where we currently don't have it, plus in the state in general. And he has absolutely run up against a stone wall with the legislators out of Miami-Dade, out of Burrard County, and Palm Beach, and they do not want to come on board. So he does not have enough votes to get that out of committee yet. Now, he's going to sit on that bill probably until the last week of the legislature, which is around the end of May before they go on their summer recess, if you will, after Memorial Day. So he's going to sit on that bill until the last week and see if he can get some more support. But that's going to take the people calling up their state senators and their state representatives to do that. But now we have a second bill, which is the burden of proof bill, which is also bogged down. And it's going to have a public hearing next Wednesday, the 22nd of February, between 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in Tallahassee. Now, that's H. Bill 245, which restores the presumption of innocence in self-defense cases by putting the burden of proof back on the state where it belonged to begin with instead of on the individual. That is having a problem.
All right, let me break this down, Captain, for listeners. That's a mouthful. Let me explain two things. First off, the open carry bill. Florida residents, I hate to tell you this, but you're one of only five states that has no form of open carry. Now, some will say to me, well, that's not true. You can open carry if you're fishing. Yeah, you can. If you can actually openly carry a sidearm in Florida if you're going to or are fishing, that is true. Most people going shopping at the International Plaza in Tampa are not going fishing and cannot openly carry their sidearm. So while there is a little bit, there's a shred of truth to that, it is not open carry as it is in the rest of the country. So I want to move away from open carry. That's a shame. But eventually it will happen, and I know Governor Scott will sign it. So that needs to move through. But what's more important, Captain, is this stand your ground. This is huge, and this has implications for every state in the country. Of course, Florida was the first state to pass stand your ground. It went into effect in October of 2010, I believe. Or was it 2005?
Yeah, you're right.
It was October of 2010. So let me just leave it with this. If I'm wrong on that, it's fine. But you know what? Florida was the first state to enact it. Here's what happened. It steamrolled across the country. If you have stand your ground in your state or you're considering it, it's because of that law. What this does, as the captain just mentioned, is restores the presumption of innocence to you if you have to use a firearm in self-defense. Right now, you have to prove you're innocent rather than the state having to show you're innocent or you're guilty. Correct me if I'm wrong, Captain.
No, you're right. And in July of 2015, the majority of the Florida Supreme Court actually upheld that law. And that's when the burden of proof was put back on the individual and not the state. And that is entirely wrong, in my opinion.
All right. The state Supreme Court upheld what?
The original law on the burden of proof, on the stand your ground law. That the burden of proof was on the individual to prove that they had stood their ground versus the state having to prove the other way around.
All right. Both of these bills being unable to move forward concerns me for one reason, and it's the same reason for both. Is Florida not a pro-gun state in the legislature and in the governor's office? It is, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Very much so. It's got the Gunshine State as a moniker for a reason. Clearly, the state is turning purple. I don't have enough time to tell you that, but I can tell you there are areas of the state that are now bright blue, bright red, and purple, okay? Mm-hmm. But the fact that those two bills are not moving forward right now tells me that there's a problem with some Republicans, more than likely in some Democrat counties. Is that a fair guess?
Absolutely, and it's Miami-Dade, it's Burrard, and it's Palm Beach, those three counties.
Okay, those three counties on a map are colored what?
Blue.
So you've got some Republicans inside those blue areas of their districts, inside their districts that are all blue. You've got Republicans who are chicken. I'll leave it at that.
That's true.
And are afraid of, they're simply playing politics rather than doing the right thing. Is that a fair assessment?
That is absolutely true. Absolutely.
How is that flying with the residents and the voters? Have you heard any word?
Yes, I have. The majority of the people that I talk to all around the rest of Florida are going, this is ridiculous. We are the majority. And these four or five people down there that control this, whether or not it gets out of committee and on the floor of the Senate or on the floor of the state legislature, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's unfortunately
happy.
The way.
They're not happy.
Go ahead, Kevin. No, well, I'm sure they're not. I'm sure they're not. And it's unfortunate. Now, we all know what happened with De La Porta down there a year ago. Who, a Republican, by the way, who single-handedly tabled that bill and squashed it, didn't even let it go to a vote, and he knew damn good and well that if it went to vote, it was going to pass.
Right.
It had already passed the House. He single-handedly killed that bill, and that's wrong. That's flat-out wrong. That's not the way our republic should work. Now, and again, he's a Republican. Is he still down there?
Yes.
Position of power?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have we heard anything from him on this, or is he just laying low?
Not a word. Not a word. But we're hearing plenty from other folks, and the conservatives, the true conservatives. As a matter of fact, I talked with a father and son team. One's a senator, one's a representative. Jack Latvala and his son Chris talked to them, and they're very much behind trying to get this passed.
All right, Captain. We're getting ready to end it. It flies right by. Thank you for coming on, brother, and telling us that, okay? We'll talk to you very, very soon. I appreciate the update. That stand your ground is important, ladies and gentlemen. You got to follow that coming out of Florida, because I'll tell you what, if we can move that bill forward, that's going to open up a lot of things in your state regarding stand your ground. You're going to see that legislation grab legs around the country. Captain Matt Bruce, you can listen to him, the Captain's America, Third Watch. Just Google up the Captain's America. Matt, thank you very much for everything you do, brother.
God bless America.
God bless you too, my friend. All right, we're going to close out this hour with this. Remember, the education, very quickly, I don't have to cover the full story that I covered with you at the top of the hour, except to say this. If you are involved in a self-defense situation and you have drawn a firearm and the situation is over, let it be over. Do not chase someone. Do not fire at a fleeing suspect. Contact law enforcement. Don't put yourself in a predicament you can't get out of when the situation was already over. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Don't miss the Monster broadcast this weekend. It is going to be dynamite. Hollywood comes to Armed American Radio. The producer of Hacksaw Ridge will be here. See you on the weekend.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.